Good evening. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, Luke writes, in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governing Syria. Luke explains this to give the apparent reason why Mary and Joseph go to Bethlehem where Jesus is born. So, who is Quirinius? His full name is Publius Sulpicius Quirinius. When Luke wrote his gospel, Quirinius was still a famous Roman guy. According to Roman records and Roman inscriptions that people at archaeologists have found and Roman and Jewish historians, Quirinius was born in the Latin town of Lanuvium outside Rome and rose through the ranks of military and civilian government all the way to becoming a Roman senator and even consul of Rome, which means you're like number two after Caesar. And Quirinius became Caesar Augustus's, like, right-hand man. Caesar sent Quirinius as governor first to Cyrenaica in northern Africa to put down a rebellion there. Then Quirinius was sent to the province of Ancyra and Cilicia to put down an unruly band of rebel mountaineers there. And then Caesar Augustus entrusted Quirinius with tutoring his own son and planned successor, a guy named Gaius Caesar. So when I say guy, I mean Gaius Caesar. Wherever there was trouble, Caesar sent Quirinius. And that included handling locally this census that Caesar had decreed for all of his empire, including all his allies and all his vassal states, like Herod's Judea, which wasn't yet under direct Roman rule, but it was becoming a mess. And later, after Herod died, it became even more of a mess under his son, so Caesar sent, guess who? Quirinius, back to run a second census, which Luke mentions in Acts chapter 5, by the way. So, you've heard a little bit about Quirinius. Well, I wrote for you a Christmas carol about Quirinius, just for you. Here goes. Bear with me. Quirinius, Quirinius, in Syria you governed. Quirinius, Quirinius, in Syria you governed. Caesar's decree, each to his town, to Bethlehem the virgin round. Oblivious Quirinius, you never knew what happened. All right, that's the best I can do. No. You don't clap for the choir, you don't clap for me. But the point here is, Quirinius was oblivious to the birth of Jesus. Jesus the Messiah. He was too busy with his day job, keeping order in the territory, putting down rebellions, fighting off the Parthians and the next kingdom, registering people for the draft or for taxes. Most important, keeping his boss, Augustus, happy. His boss, Augustus, was oblivious to Jesus' birth, too. He was just interested in keeping power for himself and expanding the Roman Empire for the glory of Rome and the glory of Augustus, and maintaining order and collecting taxes and all those things that emperors do. Well, Quirinius didn't know or didn't care about the birth of a little baby boy in a small town in Herod's vassal state of Judea. He was oblivious to that. All he cared was that guys like Joseph went to their hometowns, were registered, and were counted exactly once. So what are the consequences of being oblivious? Well, Joseph and Mary, they couldn't be oblivious to Caesar's decree. It's like, okay, you say that in Rome, fine. What do we care? No, they couldn't be oblivious. They had to go to Bethlehem. They had to do as Quirinius and Herod and Caesar said. If you're oblivious to the IRS these days or the Selective Service draft, well, you won't be forever. So now you know a little bit about Quirinius. What's it got to do to me? What's it got to do with me? You may have come here oblivious to who Quirinius was, and that's okay. You might still leave here oblivious to who Quirinius was. That's okay too. But don't leave here oblivious to who Jesus is. The consequences of being oblivious to the Son of God are that you consign yourself to an ultimately meaningless life, and then death and hell. And Jesus is not oblivious to you. Jesus did not consign you to oblivion. Jesus is the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born into flesh, human flesh, by the Virgin Mary. He's the Messiah, born for the express purpose of taking away the sin of the whole world, including specifically you and me. Jesus was not oblivious when he knowingly suffered crucifixion for you and for me. Nor was he oblivious when he rose from the dead to give you and me eternal life. He is not oblivious to you now. As he sits at the Father's right hand, think about this, interceding for you with God the Father this evening. And Jesus will not be oblivious to you when he comes back in glory to judge the living and the dead. Joseph and Mary travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, where Jesus is born in humble circumstances. So humble that Quirinius and Caesar are oblivious to them, as were most people, even the humble shepherds. The birth of this child, Jesus, comes with great blessings for us sinners. As we reflect on Jesus' birth tonight, let us pray for a humble heart, a pure heart that is open to receiving who he is and what he has done for us. A humble and pure heart made that way by the Christ child in Bethlehem. For the Son of God came to be born in a specific place at a specific time in history for the specific purpose of saving you and me and giving us eternal life. May our mighty God have mercy on you and exalt you from your humble circumstances to grace in Jesus Christ alone. That is the grace of our Christ child, Jesus. Don't be oblivious to it. In Jesus' name, amen.